Well, let's say Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 together. I know it's a familiar portion of Scripture and one that I love to quote. And of course, I like to quote the next two as well. So let's say verses 28, 29, and 30 together. If you know it by heart, just look up here, okay? Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We have 4 points to consider, and the first point is the preacher that speaks. And who is this one speaking in Matthew 11? Well, obviously he's Christ. He's the Lord Jesus. And who is the Lord Jesus? Well, he's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He is the great physician. He is the good shepherd. He is the water of life. He is the bread of life. He is the Lord and King of all, whose word is always faithful, whose word is always faithful. As 1 Thessalonians 5:24 states, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Aren't you glad when Christ speaks, you can believe him, you can hope in him, you can go to the bank on what he says? We are blessed to know what this preacher is saying. And we ought to listen. His message comes to life. He gives life-bringing messages. So the preacher speaks. Well, who does this preacher speak to? Well, notice the people Christ is addressing. And it says, the heavy, that labor and are heavy laden. People Christ is describing are those who are laboring, those who are carrying heavy loads. The Greek word for labor carries the idea of working to the point of exhaustion. It also figuratively references arduous toil and seeking to please God and to know the way of salvation. Here is someone that's striving to please God. Here's someone that's seeking salvation, but he's always feeling like he's coming up short. Always feeling like it's not enough. I'm not doing enough. Here is a person wearied from his vain search for truth through human wisdom, and who is exhausted from trying to earn salvation by his own efforts. Christ is speaking to those who are laboring. Laboring to come to salvation. Laboring to earn salvation. Aren't you glad we don't have to labor to earn salvation? I think of those religious folk who on their knees will walk up all these stone steps to some monument, some idol that might be at the top of a mountain. Those people are the ones who are laboring. And then Christ addresses the heavy laden, and it refers to a huge load to carry. It suggests the external burdens caused by the futile efforts of works of righteousness. The point here is the person who is weary, laboring, and heavy laden despairs of his own ability to please God. He has come to the end of his resources. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a good thing. Desperation is a part of true salvation. Salvation doesn't happen as long as there's confidence in oneself. As long as you think, well, Lord, there's something I can do to gain your favor, salvation never comes. Salvation comes to those who realize I can't save myself through my own efforts. And then we have the plea, our third point this evening, the plea that is given. Jesus says to the laboring and heavy laden, come unto me. And surely the word come is a beautiful word. It's an encouraging word. It's a wonderful word. It's a word full of love and grace and mercy. I think of verses that tell us to come. Come now, the prophet Isaiah tells us, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, Isaiah 1:18. Come is the king's messenger's invitation in the parable of the great supper. Find that in Matthew chapter 22. Come is the last word in the Bible to sinners. The Spirit and the bride say what? Come. And Christ simply tells us, he simply says to those laboring and heavy laden, come. And he is a merciful, gracious, kind, just as you are invitation. For Christ is the Savior, not of the fit, but of sinners. And thus he says, come. And he says, come not to some church. He says, come not to some way of life or some religious man or some sort of religious or theological system. But he says, come to me, which brings us to the promise, which is, and I will give you rest. When you come to Christ, he promises, I will give you rest. You don't have any rest when you're trying to seek salvation through your own efforts. You always feel like it's not enough. You always feel like I could do more. But we simply say, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Christ says, I will give you rest. And this rest is not lent, but it is given. You know, something that's lent can be what? Taken back. But something that's given is ours for eternity. It's a gift from God. God won't take it back. And Christ gives us rest in a number of areas of life. He gives us rest from the fear of sin. We are no longer under its condemnation. Christ gives us a rest from the fear of the law. He kept the law for us, and so he has redeemed us from its curse. He gives us rest from the fear of hell. Coming to Christ means we shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And Christ gives us rest from the fear of death. Christ defeated and conquered the last enemy which we have, which is death. Christ conquered our enemy. And thus the psalmist can say, yea, though I walk, let's say it together, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And lastly, Christ gives us rest in life's storms. He is in the boat with us on the sea of life. And he says to the winds and to the waves, peace, be still. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a rest, there is a peace, and it's in Christ, who says, come to me, and ye shall find rest for your souls.